Yesterday, I had to smile. Went to the little co-op near me, the one in St. Clement. And they generally always have Channel 103 on, booming. So morning if you're in there this morning. And we were playing Lewis Capaldi. The young lady who was doing the till stuff was obviously loving the song. Serving customers and dancing at the same time. Clearly happy in work. Good stuff. Keep it up. Thanks for listening to us. In a moment, Julia will bring you the headlines, the news and sport coming up. Getting class from Clues. Oh, and a very important birthday mention as well. One from yesterday. Channel 7 minutes past seven. It's Friday morning. Hope your day started well. Half of us, when we commute to work, find it the most stressful part of the day. We need mood busters, apparently, when we're in the car travelling to work. That could be listening to music, listening to the radio. I suggest you listen to the radio because it pays my mortgage. Thanks for that. So how do you de-stress on the journey to work? Is it the kids that make you smart, or is it the kids that cause the frustration?
Hello?
Hello, is this Sophie?
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Yes, brilliant. Thank you now. Thank you.
Well, yeah, you're just ahead of the curve here,
I
Sophie.
I know, I'm so excited, though.
You got tickets to go to the Formula One.
Thank you.
As we did, I think it was with Adam earlier on, really to earn your tickets, you got to do your impression of a Formula One car. I think that's one in the pits, kind of warming up.
What do you make of the Britain's Got the Pot Factor thing that Peter did recently?
I watched that up at his house. I really enjoyed it. And I loved how it put Simon Cowell's nose out of joint as well.
You sit there going, do you know what? You could go through, but your story's not sad enough.
That's what everybody thinks when they watch that. When they watch The X Factor, anyway, everyone does that. And it's usually the people who are just like from a normal family and everything else and no tragedy that get voted off in the first couple of weeks.
Apparently on Saturday night, he's going to be holding a divorce party. Cheryl Cole from Parachute. Not watching the footy then, Cheryl.